The Sentai Review, episode 154, Gokaiger Robos. So, welcome back to another episode of the Sentai Review. Another Wednesday for those viewing this on YouTube. Another Saturday for us recording it. And whenever we get around to uploading this.
I do it when I do it.
Yep. And today it's going to be me and Seth.
Which kind of sucks because I know everybody else wanted to be here because we're on the Pirate Guys. But I called Shane, and Shane's not feeling good. By the way, today's Shane's birthday on this Saturday, so the Saturday we're recording. So everybody say happy late birthday to Shane and tell him that he needs to stop having an irpy belly.
Oh, by the way, you might want to shoot some fireworks for Shane's birthday.
Oh, it got wrapped around the damn chair. Hold on.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, I'll break my own damn mic. I don't give a shit. It's my mic. I paid for it.
And might as well bring up something that's been coming up with the last video that was posted. People don't realize that when we make the folders for these things, they're alphabetical.
Yeah, there's that. Shit gets done alphabetically, but...
Yeah, people keep complaining that's like, you're not doing this in the right order. You're not doing that in the right order.
It don't matter.
It's alphabetical.
People are going to bitch no matter what.
We've been doing this for years this way.
Right, but it don't matter. None of this matters. Either way, Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
And Jeremy just fell off a boat.
Because he's on a boat.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, I think we're good to go.
Pretty sure we are, other than the fact that we might be a little bit distracted, but that's because we told Jeremy he could have his TV since he's up playing a game. So we're like, it's your TV, do what you need to do, man. Like, it's just me and Scott, we can crowd around his laptop, it's no big deal. So if we get lost being like, ooh, is that an orc? Hey, look out, there's a guy behind you.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Up, flurry of blows, aw shit.
Yeah, Jeremy's playing Elder Scrolls Online, which is something me, Shane, Bill, and...
I ain't got the money for it. I got to pick it up later.
Yeah.
And that's after I go get my girlfriend next weekend. Right. No, I know it's only $6 for the base, but like I said, I'm figuring on getting the whole thing. Much like she will. Ha-ha! That was funny, you son of a...
But, yeah, if what you're saying is right, we should be on the Pirates.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's what these guys are.
So, yeah, it's 2011.
So, yeah, like I said, it kind of sucks. Bill's got to deal with shit. And...
Kaizuku Sentai Gokaiger.
Yep, which we probably said that wrong. But Shane's not here to butcher names, so it's whatever.
Shane hasn't been here in a while to butcher names.
It's true. Well, other than when he showed up last filming weekend. But
so, let's first dive into Deka Gokai... Oh. We're going to have a lot of O's.
That sounds about right.
Three pitchers.
Yay.
Ah,
shit. I just realized something.
What?
That means we're getting closer to the Minecraft Megazord.
Yep.
Shit. Oh, well. Yep. Pirates.
This looks like their main Megazord.
It is and it isn't. I want to say it is throughout most of the thing, but usually I'm more used to, like, the boat. But like I said, that's only because I've only seen the one actual episode. And next.
And microphone is on and live. And next.
You just realized that you had your shit turned off?
No, it was on, but there's also some speaking next to me.
Oh, no, it's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, another shot of this Megazord along with the
SPD
car.
Which is what's sitting on his chest right now.
Hmm.
Like I said, it's not terrible. I mean, the fact that he's got his dual pistols.
Might just be like this front car's on the chest. And
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because the cool thing about the pirate is literally because they can change into any ranger.
Yeah. And they can pull out any zord. They can pull out any zord, any type of thing from the... And for those of us in the U.S., we know this by way of the Power Rangers Super Mega Force.
Right.
Super.
Look, don't let it bother you. It's one of those things where Mighty Morphin Power Rangers ran 7 seasons, it seemed like. Like, we reviewed all of it. It was like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was 3 seasons, and then they went to
Alien Super and everything.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers went 3 seasons. Aliens went a half a season, then we went to the next thing, which is Zeo. So because they have to do it 1 into 1 into 1 into 1 into 1, because they couldn't make up their own shit, they still have to use the bought footage. So in order to continue on and still keep the same guys without having to train new people every 2 fucking weeks, because literally that's all a season is. A season is you get together, you record for 2 months of a show, and then that's it. So instead of having to retrain people and teach them what they got to do and show them how to do the voiceover and do all that, fuck it, we'll call it Super. The kids won't know any better, because this show is for kids.
Fuck them.
No, I know.
But still. It's the source is from a different show.
Right.
Instead, you're continuing.
Right.
Next.
We did the same thing with Mighty Morphin. That White Ranger was not us, but we still threw him in there.
Okay, the arms and legs open up.
Yep.
Into Legos.
If memory serves, there's supposed to be more cannons, because, again, this is the guy who shoots cannons on top of cannons on top of cannons. Yo, dog, we heard you like cannons.
Yo, we like, yeah.
He's a fire of the everything, Zord.
Next. Okay. That's it for this this one.
He's not bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. The SPD car on the front, like...
It looks nice.
It's not bad, but... I'm giving this guy a 3.5.
I'll go... Yeah, 3.5.
That was a weird-looking dinosaur I just seen. Well, that made it easier. It's a 3.5.
Yeah.
Sorry, again, ADD.
All right, next
there's,
up...
There's an interesting video game.
Is, Gao! Go Kai O. This must be thrown in some of the Wild Force.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's the Megazord on top of a lion.
Yeah, on top of the red lion. Yeah. Well, if he's actually on top of it, it might be a shitty Photoshop, and the lion might just be running around helping him.
Next.
Well, that didn't help. Thanks a lot, Google. Damn you, Google.
I mean, I'm guessing that the legs are in the lion, but...
That's what I'm thinking, too, but like I said, it's hard to tell, because, like, force perspective... You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that's a bit of a bitch at times, but, meh.
Next.
That's
okay.
It. It's only the two. Well, again, that's the standard base, and again, I can't tell if he's actually standing on the lion or if the lion's helping him, so. I don't know. 3.6, I guess? I don't know, it's kind of cooler.
I think I'll just stick with my 3.5.
Okay, so then that's a 3.55 moving on.
Okay.
So far he's winning by 0.05. And I know, guys, I know these episodes suck because it's just me and Scott, so there's not 80 people, like, screaming their heads off about nothing, but...
Oh, seriously, we could get some kids in here for people to enjoy some screaming.
That is true. I mean, or Jeremy could just turn on the TV and they can listen to us trying to yell about this while, you know.
Goju
Gokaiho.
Well, that sounded terrible.
Yeah, we don't have Shane here to butcher names, so we are. He's got a drill for a hand.
Next. It didn't help!
God fucking damn it.
Okay, I guess the Zord that they're basing it off of is like a side Zord that they got for their main series, along with the main Megazord over here, and you got the drill arm.
No, I'm thinking that's one of the previous guys that we looked at. I don't know. Some of the other guys are so terrible that they're basically their repressed memories, where all I had to do is take two shots of whiskey and they were completely out of my brain. So I'm thinking maybe that was one of the other Megazords we've already looked at. And the fans will correct me and be like, Seth, you fucking moron, you should know this. It's like, I should, but my brain is filled with other horse shit, like wrestling and video games and
then why does
cool
he...
shit that's not shitty, terrible-looking Megazords.
I was going to say, that symbol on that other guy's thing looks similar to the pirate logo, but not exactly.
Zoom in again. It might be. That might be the silver. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's the Silver Rangers.
Mm.
Okay, so and that's the main and the silver combined.
Okay.
Okay, so that might explain it.
So yeah, it's just
okay,
a drill
so
arm.
Yes, it's just the drill arm along with the shoulder pauldrons being transferred over.
Okay. Next,
whatever.
Okay.
No, that's it. There was only two.
I'll just go with three on this thing.
I'll be kind. It wasn't that terrible, so I'll give him a 3.3. So a 3.15. He's losing, but not by much.
So next up is...
Literally everybody's still in the three-point range.
Which
so.
That right there is kind of good.
Yeah, considering the fact everybody else is usually in the ones and twos.
Next up is Gojulin. Go J-Y-U-L-I-N. Gojulin?
Gojulin. I do believe, yeah.
It better not look like some Godzilla type of thing.
I don't know. In the words of my grandfather, there you go, thinking again. So.
Oh, it's that extra.
Oh, one. Yeah, it is. It's just the silver guys. Okay, whatever.
Actually, it's more like metal guy or metallic guy? I don't know. But yeah.
Fucking riding on cars. Wheelie, wheelie, wheelie. Wow.
Next. And I guess its animal form is this on the right, and its other form that the hand comes from is on the left.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't remember this show. I remember we watched The Legendary War, but I don't remember much of it, other than the fact that like their base Megazord was like hella awesome.
So,
but,
I'd say 3.2.
Yeah, no, I'll agree to that. So that man is a 3.2.
Okay.
Well, if I could divide right. Because I still got to put it in the tabulational device to go through the history to be like, oh, whoever got the 3.5 won. Although, truth be told, it's 3.55 right now. But either way.
Go. You, Rex. So this might be that Rex form that we just saw.
Probably.
On the combination. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, it's just the Rex. That's whatever.
Yep, just the Rex. And next. Another angle of the Rex.
Gojira, Gojira. Gojira, Gojira, Gojira.
Gojira.
Gojira?
Gojira.
Oh, Gojira. Gojira.
Gojira. Gojira?
Although next. He's not as cool as not as cool as the Green Ranger's actual Godzilla, but you know.
Or the actual Godzilla.
Right.
So,
which, speaking of which, that's still something that we need to go over.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
So, rate this Rex.
He's cool, but he's not that impressive. Three. Oh, hey, look at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Then we got Gokaiho.
So this must be the base sword.
That sounds right, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yep. So, green over here, blue over there, yellow, pink, red, and whatever else from the ship.
Yeah, I was about to say most of that's just the extra add-ons from the ship.
So next.
So, yeah, I'm guessing these holes are, like, for missiles and stuff.
Yeah.
Or cannons,
yeah, those
missiles,
are the,
whatever.
Yeah, those are the actual cannons. Because those are each from each side of the ship. Mm. So that's basically when they're still in ship form, they can still, like, shoot stuff.
Looks like he's grinning.
he probably is a little bit, because truth be told, the chest part actually folds out and a gigantic cannon comes out, and that's what summons the other Zords. Or when it's doing the final blaster, like the guns in the top of the hat, the ones across like the shoulders,
pew, pew, pew,
the gun
pew,
from the chest pew, comes pew, out, pew, the pew, two pew. Sides flip out to reveal more cannons, and he literally just do like rapid fire, like murders your face.
Murders.
Yeah. That's not a joke. It is a literal murder.
Next.
Yeah, see.
Yep, there's the stuff opened up, so. Oh, wow. That kind of looks bad that way.
It does. I mean, it's one of those things where, again, when you see it in motion, it always looks much better.
It's probably mostly CGI-ish, so.
Slightly, but at the same time, most things have been CGI-ish for quite a while now.
Next. Okay. I'll go 4.
Well, fuck, that's exactly so. Once again, we agree, man is a 4.
So this guy...
It sucks when it's just you and me. There's no strife. We're not really changing. It's like, yeah, he's a 4. No, I agree to that. This is the friendly, we love each other and agree to everything.
And this is also how we get these episodes done quicker.
Partially, yes, but at the same time, like, less conflict, like, not as enjoyable, so... Fuck you, you're a dickbag for buying me food. I don't know. Conflict. Create false conflict.
Okay.
Much like the media.
Go
political.
Go on, go Kai-O.
Go Kai-O. Why does...
The go on is probably what it's from, so...
Right, but...
Okay.
Yep, no, I knew something on that sounded familiar. Okay, so yeah, he's got the little race car from, shit.
Which is that the racing guys? I want to say it's the racing, the...
Shit. Yeah,
that futuristic racing guys that they
have. Yeah, the Goonger, I think that is.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, I knew it sounded fucking familiar. I was like, wait a minute, what's the Go?
So basically his top half...
Sits in the back of the race car. Yeah.
It seems to be sitting on a lot of these things.
Right. Next.
Yeah, next. Oh, okay. This one, I'm not feeling this one really.
Yeah, neither am I.
Mm.
2.7.
I'm going 2.
So, I'm the kind guy today. 2.35. Congratulations, you're in last place. Hey, and look at that. There's only 5 more folders to go.
Yeah, and then 2 co-op pictures.
Shit, how fucking long have we been at this? Like 20 minutes? If that?
Go Ren, go Kai, ho. Ho. Ho, ho, ho. Okay. America.
Fuck yeah. Here we come, save motherfucking day, yeah, America.
Okay, so I guess a next would be better?
Probably. I mean...
Next? Not really.
No, not really.
Wow. Next.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because of these stars, we're going, America. But that doesn't help the way it looks.
Go back to the other photo.
Other photo?
Yeah, at least this one works out a little bit better.
I'm guessing this is mostly what helps the white color on the Zord.
More than likely. I'm just trying to figure out what the shit's going on with this little umbrella drink umbrellas on his back.
Yeah, it might be some, like, fans or something, but...
Probably.
Hmm.
So wait, does he have like a helicopter jetpack?
I don't know. It might be an upgrade he picked up somewhere.
Three, fuck it. He's not great. He's not terrible. He's at about average.
I'm giving him 2.5. He doesn't look that good to me for some reason.
2.75, moving on.
Hurricane, go Kai-O. So from the...
So far, the base form is winning.
Yeah. So these should be from our Ninja Storm.
Yep. Yeah, this one's not terrible, actually.
Yeah, this one looks like it's mostly from the green Zord thing that they had.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because, like I said, they can literally cherry-pick whichever ones that they want to, like, join in.
Of course, this looks more like it's getting attacked by Shurikai instead of...
Yeah, the fact that it's got somebody, like, threw Shuriken all over him, yeah, but even so.
Next.
Yeah, because that's the green Zord, which ends up fusing to cause all that shit, but... either way, he's not terrible.
Next.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, see, and literally, like, you notice how, like, all the other symbols are in the back, so, like, you know, it's not just, like, their shit, but then, like, there's the...
there's the other symbols from the other Rangers that they had.
Yeah, including the Whale Lord and the...
I was going to say, why does he look like he's got so much shit in front of him here?
Because he does. That's literally, this is all hands on deck. He's doing his power move, throwing shurikens all over everything. Like, literally, he's turning it into he's turning it into Tenchu. Like, ninja! Ninja! Which, by the way, that's a reference you probably won't get, but me and Bill will laugh hysterically at it later.
Next.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, then.
This would be hilarious if we had the other guys.
Again, I referred back to Tenchu. Ninja! Ninja! And this motherfucker's got a spear poking in. You're like, get the fuck off me. Ninja! Ninja!
The only thing I got is go ninja, go ninja, go.
I'm telling you, if you ever get the chance to, if we ever get over to Bill's, like, another one of these days to just hang out, we gotta bust out the PS2 and put in Tenchu Wrath of Heaven. Because one of the things that'll piss you off the most is you'll be running through doing a sneak mission, because that's the entire game is stealth, and there'll be these fuck bags with fucking spears, and they'll fucking start poking at you. Sorry, my nose itched. But they'll start poking at you, and you have to hit, like, R1 to dodge, but you gotta hit it with God timing while he's like, poke, poke, poke. Ninja! Poke, poke, poke. On that third poke, you become stunned, so you're like, and kind of like bend down and start to get up, and as you start to get up, you gotta hit that dodge, because if you don't, poke, 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 ninja! Somebody help me! There's a ninja! And you're like, motherfucking get off me.
Next.
It's a pain in the ass.
Alright, score this thing.
I like that a lot. That's a 4.2 for me.
I'm going 3.7.
3.95. So you're just under the base form in terms of who's winning.
Kenzen, go Kai-O.
That's all I got to say about that.
This looks like a guy with too much stuff on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is one of those where it was, I changed a foot, Zords.
This one looks more like he put on stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff.
That well, that's should... because it's the, that's the Silver Rangers mech, because you could tell because of the drill arm.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about the cannon hand, and then, like, some of the rest of it looks like it is part of, like, the Red Rangers portion of the Zord from the ship. So I'm wondering if it's just those two, but even so.
Next.
That's all I got to say about that. It's the...
It's a car, the Rex and Roboform, and the base Megazord.
Yep. Meh.
Next.
Huh. Meh. again, this in motion probably looks amazing, but as it stands right now, meh.
Next. Oh. Okay, he blew something up, or
yeah,
just...
he probably shot the shit out of something and then drilled it to death.
Also, he might be stomping through some buildings to
it happens.
Destroy some stuff.
It happens. They're not good guys anyway. Well, they are, but they're not. They're only good guys because much like... I'm pretty sure that's what this Lupin versus Patrol Ranger shit has been, because the one side's cops and the other side's robbers. So it's been like, hey, we're good guys because we live by, you know, a code of ethics in terms of stealing
shit. We have a certain code.
Yeah.
And the other guys are like, we're thieves.
No, that's what I mean. The thieves are like, we live by a different code. If you're murdering people to get your shit, fuck is wrong with you, just fucking be a cat burglar and sneak in and steal shit. Think Selina Kyle. She doesn't kill. She has the same Batman complex. She doesn't kill, but if I want it, I'm going to take it.
And she also apparently bleaches her skin or something, but...
that's not the thing. Yeah. I've been hearing about. I've been hearing about her just running around butt naked all the time, causing Alfred to have heart attacks and Batman to go take a cold bat shower. I know you saw Bill posted that.
I saw it posted, which is why I was going on about how she looked so pale compared to the previous time I saw her with that whole Bane mama mom thing.
Right. Well, that's because different people draw people differently. But
anyway, next. Okay.
3.2.
I'm going 3.
3.1.
Yeah, next up is Magi. Gokai-O.
Oh, so the Magi Rangers, which I think were the last guys we just got done looking at.
The magic.
Yeah, the magic guys. At least I think those were supposed to be the last robos we looked at. I don't know, I can't remember. Okay, so you've got a dragon coming out of... How do you see around the dragon that's coming out of the chest that's quite literally blocking your field of view?
Yes.
Like, I understand that you're supposed to be, like, a, quote, dragoon rider. Like, you're fucking... Oh, God, what's the name of the game? Fucking...
Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah, Legend of the Dragoon.
Or the Panzer...
Yeah, Panzer Dragoon Orta. Okay. That's what I was thinking of. So, yeah, I know you're supposed to be Panzer Dragooning all over everywhere, but how do you see? That shit is literally in your fucking face. And as we all know, you guys sit, like, right in the fucking head. Like, staring out the eyeballs.
Next. I mean, the idea of having a dragon, cool. The design, yeah.
I already know what I'm giving it.
Next.
No, hold on. I gotta...
Huh. Action close-up!
Next. Yeah, see what I mean? So, like, unless everybody fucking, like, gets up and walks out of the Megazord's head and goes and climbs into the dragon's head, how the fuck do you see anything?
Unless one person gets into the dragon's head.
And then tells everybody, oh, no, look out, there's a guy coming.
Next. Okay.
Oh, look. I already know what I'm giving it. What do you give it, Scott?
1.
Oh, then I'm being kind. It got ass. So 1.88 for anybody who doesn't get the reference on that anymore. And then we divide by the 2. That's a 1.44. Congratulations. I think you suck the most, Mr. Dragon.
Shinken Gokai-O.
Which one were the Shinken Rangers again? Oh, yeah, these guys. Okay. It's not terrible. The design actually looks a hell of a lot better on this than it did on their Zord.
The weapon is... I forgot what it's called.
shit. I want to say
besides
him
saying it's like the Darth Maul type of thing. But.
Yeah, it literally it is. It's a double-sided staff, like okay. or a double-bladed staff. But I want to say there actually is a very specific name for it. But yeah. me brain no work. So next.
Yeah, and then you got the antlers on top of his head or whatever.
Right.
Next. That does not help figure this thing out.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Let's see.
Because it looks like he's got the dragon thing in the chest, which, okay, at least now you can fucking see. Hmm. Like I said, this guy is not bad. I mean, he's not that great, but he's not bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. He doesn't look like he's going to be very mobile, which is something that you need to be able to do when you're wielding a weapon like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. It's a very heavy, very sturdy weapon, but at the same time, it was put on a staff, so that way then you'd be able to, I don't know, spin it the fuck around and... like, literally swipe enemies all day long. Like, literally just be, like, sweeping through motherfuckers like you're cleaning up the floor.
Unless he can detach them and just get two swords. But
I think he might be able to, but at the same time, like, the literal application of that weapon was because it was two swords that were stuck together with, like, a tiny fucking, like, wood pole like you would get from, like, Donatello's bow staff. Like, the whole point of it was, like, the swords would literally, like, slice your opponents and purposely keep them at a distance so you could, like, not only keep them away from you and keep them from getting in to land hits, but you could also spin that motherfucker around and, much like you said earlier, with a Darth Maul,
yeah.
like, just mow down enemies that are in your way.
Which would make it even more handy in a Dynasty Warriors type of game.
Right.
So, once again, we're plugging where they could have tried a Power Rangers Dynasty Warriors type of game, but they didn't. Next.
We're still waiting on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Dynasty Warriors game.
Yep, that's it.
They could have done it multiple times by now.
Oh, yeah, especially with as many of the, like, foot robotic foot soldiers.
Well, not even, like, foot soldiers as random grunts and, like, you know, all the like, rogues gallery of people like the Rat King and Baxter Stockman and Bebop and Rocksteady and the fucking the Rock people and all the Krangs
the rock soldiers
and shit like that.
Stuff,
yeah. But, I mean, like, even just the different variations of the Turtles, you know what I mean? Like, the comic books, the 12 cartoons, including the new guys that dropped the other day.
Oh.
And, yeah, I know you hate them, but, again, they're just changing it up just to get a newer audience.
So, the score for this one?
Again, I like him. It's just he does look like he wouldn't be able to be very mobile, what with his legs and such. He does look kind of cool, but at the same time, good looks doesn't always mean anything. I'm at a 3.8. Like, he's not quite at a 4 for me, but, I mean, he's not bad.
I'm going to go 3.5.
3.65 for that man. So your overall winner was this man, which is the base form.
Yeah, the Go Kaio.
Yep.
So now we go to the two group pictures we got.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's like the fuck you, fire the everything guy, along with a bunch of like sidekicks to run around and help kill people.
So we got the dragon on the upper left. The lion on the lower left, I guess our Ninja Storm stuff on the upper right, and then SPD car.
Yep.
Next. Ninja!
Yep.
God, it's been a while since we've seen him on one of these, on one of the actual pictures.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, well, don't worry.
I mean, considering how often I've thrown him through.
Right.
So,
yeah, I was about to say, isn't it pretty soon he starts coming back around?
I don't know.
Can't remember. I want to say he shows up in either space or a galaxy. I want to say he shows up, but it's been too long, I don't remember.
But, yeah, that was it for the Go Kaiger.
So, yep, and like I said, your overall winner was the main base form. Mm-hmm. How much time do we have to stall for?
We're only 33 minutes in. I mean,
oh well, shit. We could stall for a little bit of time because I know Bill wanted to. Bill wanted to discuss the fact that he put something in.
Yeah, Bill put in something on the Facebook page about, you know, with us creeping up to, which it feels more like a snail pace to the 200th episode whenever we get there.
We get there when we get there. But yeah, just kind of the fact of, like, everybody being like, yeah, we randomly, like, bumped into this channel and, you know, stuck around because of how cool it was. And Jeremy even pointed out something that made us laugh, which was, well, yes and no. It's more just kind of a matter of they were making fun of, well, not really making fun of, like, one of the people, quite literally, they ended up...
Shane, wake up.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they gave everybody props, and they're like, you guys are awesome, keep doing what you're doing. But then they didn't say that about Shane. They're just like, yeah, Shane, you're all right. Moving on. It's like, okay.
I was going to say, I'm looking at the first couple of comments already, so...
Well, like I said, we don't have to go over it because it's something that we are still going to talk about come episode 200, but...
Yeah.
Even so, like I said, we just, it's one of those things that, especially for me, like, I find it absolutely hilarious, considering the fact that everybody's like, yeah, we found this by accident.
By accident.
Truth be told, accident. That's how I found a lot of the shit that I watch, is either somebody else found it by accident, and they liked it, and they were like, hey, this is something you might like too, or it was literally flipping channels, and it was like, here's a suggested video. Yeah, yeah, no, that's true.
Well, considering how many times we brought up the Pounding Rangers.
Yeah, no, we could do that episode if there wasn't tiny children units running in circles. Apparently falling flat on their faces because that was a loud-ass thud.
Yeah.
Actually, but I mean,
actually, I could bring up one thing on here that I found earlier today. I found this Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Best of Blue DVD at a Dollar Tree.
Nice.
So it's like about 2 hours of apparently highlighting the Mighty Morphin Billy.
Right.
So getting that for like about a dollar, that's got to be a great deal right there.
Right, exactly. But either way, like I said, it's no big deal. It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, huh. Okay, well, I mean, it's kind of nifty that everybody was kind of the exact same way, and again, the fact that everybody was basically like, yeah, we're giving you guys props, you know, just fucking stay you and stay cool. And obviously, this episode is not us staying us and staying cool, but you know how it go.
How it go.
Yep, exactly.
Technically, I don't think it would hurt if we have a kind of short episode. I mean, it would help me with making and putting the video together, but...
Right, exactly.
So...
Nice, that's a funny one.
Anyway, yeah, let's go and cut off right here, so see
Fair
you next
enough,
time,
so,
guys.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.